Hearing Jesus' Voice, January 8th. You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. God speaks to us in His Word. Here we have in clearer lines the revelation of His character, of His dealings with us, and the great work of redemption. Here is open before us the history of patriarchs and prophets and other holy believers of old. They were subject to like passions as we are. We see how they struggled through discouragements like our own, how they fell under temptation as we have done, and yet took heart again and conquered through the grace of God, and, beholding, we are encouraged in our striving after righteousness. As we read of the precious experiences granted them, of the light and love and blessing it was theirs to enjoy, and of the work they wrought through the grace given them, the Spirit that inspired them kindles a flame of holy emulation in our hearts and a desire to be like them in character, like them to walk with God. Jesus said of the Old Testament Scriptures, "And how much more is it true of the New, they are they which testify of me, the Redeemer, Him in whom our hopes of eternal life are centered." Yes, the whole Bible tells of Christ. From the first record of creation, "For without Him was not anything made that was made," to the closing promise, "Behold, I come quickly," we are reading of His works and listening to His voice. If you would become acquainted with the Savior, study the Holy Scriptures. Fill the whole heart with the words of God. They are the living water, quenching your burning thirst. They are the living bread from heaven. Jesus declares, "Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink His blood, ye have no life in you." And He explains Himself by saying, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." Our bodies are built up from what we eat and drink, and as in the natural economy, so in the spiritual economy, it is what we meditate upon that will give tone and strength to our spiritual nature. The theme of redemption is one that the angels desire to look into. It will be the science and the song of the redeemed throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Is it not worthy of careful thought and study now?